So later on in life, there are fewer and fewer of these naive T-cells left to deal with any new disease-causing organisms that might attack, which means less immunity, and the animal, or person, is more likely to get sick. But caloric restriction, it kind of shocks the system. And one result is, well, those monkeys on the calorie-restricted diet had lots more naive T-cells left than you'd expect in monkeys that old. The expected drop in naive T-cells, apparently the shock of getting 30% fewer calories really slows that down. And after many years, with so many more naive T-cells still in reserve, these monkeys are a lot better at fighting off new infections than normally fed monkeys of the same advanced age.
And that's why they live longer?
Well, it's got to be one reason. This is all pretty complex, though, with lots of details yet to be worked out.
But are results the same for humans?
Hard to say. A good study would take decades, and it's not easy finding people who'd want to take part. Would you?
And eat 30% less? That'd be tough.
You bet it would.